This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. Going to be talking with a lot of folks this morning. One of those great conversations is going to be with Dr. Ricketts, who is en route back to Murfreesboro after a very monumental drive from Tybee Island, Georgia to California, and not using any gas at all. Jimmy Hart is with us also this morning from MTSU. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
I know a lot of things that are really exciting happening at MTSU. That is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is happening while we're talking about. A lot of the Blue Raiders staff and fans are heading to a big game. That was exciting news that we got last night.
Yeah, that was great news for the Blue Raiders. Some anxious moments yesterday for a lot of folks, but you know, once you saw it on TV and realized that it was indeed happening, folks started working immediately to get on the road this morning and head to Dayton.
And I was listening to Brian this morning on the radio talking about that game, and he said something that, and I, as I heard it, I thought, wow, that's a pretty interesting statement, that those players who are on the team, they were not even born the last time we went to these games.
Exactly. It's been a long time.
It has been. So this is going to be we're starting a new generation with Conference USA. This is the way to begin that, I guess.
It is. It is, and sort of interesting that hopefully the Blue Raiders win this first game, and their next opponent would be University of Memphis, which is sort of ironic.
A conference you had a new one too on there. So and one that we've had some rivalries with in the past.
Exactly.
So that's going to be exciting. We're going to be talking with Chip Walters a little bit later in this program. Also, we'll be talking, in addition to Dr. Ricketts, we'll be talking with Dr. Tony Johnson, who is about, hopefully, weather permitting, going to be taking some veterans on a special airplane trip this morning from the Murfreesboro Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I say weather permitting, we just got broken into a moment ago with a weather bulletin. So hopefully that will sort of stay away for a while. That's a big opportunity for them.
Yes, I'm sure they'll be on standby regarding the weather in that flight, so may have to reschedule.
Well, what else is happening at Middle Tennessee State University?
Oh, just lots of things going on. Obviously, construction still going on, hot and heavy on campus. Science building continues to progress. Folks who visited campus, you can see clearly, you know, that walls are up and it's going to be a beautiful facility. Got the two new parking garages that are continuing to go up. Almost 900 parking spaces that should come online later this summer. They're well on their way. The new student services building that's a part of one of those garages, it's on schedule as well. So MTSU campus is it's a beautiful campus, as you well know, but it's going to get even better as these projects come online and continue to progress along.
Now, what kind of enrollment do we have now? I know we're still the largest in the whole state of Tennessee for undergraduates.
We are indeed. Enrollment for the spring was a little bit less than in the fall. That's normally the case. Saw a little dip in enrollment of about 4%. It was sort of expected for a number of reasons. Obviously, tuition plays a factor in that, but also there are just, and we've talked about this before, there are just fewer high school graduates that are coming online now, so there are fewer candidates out there. So that's factored in as well. So we'll see that trend go for another couple of years. But we're pretty confident we're going to remain the biggest in the state.
Exciting things happening at Middle Tennessee State University. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we will be locked in with Dr. Cliff Ricketts, who is en route back to Murfreesboro after that historic trip to California on hydrogen. Is that water and all of that?
No gas, all hydrogen.
And, of course, Middle Tennessee State University has been really one of the leading groups in experiments.
It has, and has gained a lot of coverage all over the country. It's a very interesting concept, and Dr. Ricketts has been working on this for, 25, 30 years. So he's gotten it down to a science, so to speak. But as he'll tell you, it's always an adventure on a trip like this.
We'll have that conversation as we link in with Dr. Ricketts in just a moment. Stay with us. Much more to come this morning.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. Let's join Dr. Cliff Ricketts now. He is en route back to Murfreesboro from California, and he's about 60 miles from Memphis on the Arkansas side. Good morning to you. How are you today?
I am great.
Good to hear from you. How was that trip? I know that had to be an exciting moment in your life.
Oh, yeah, it was like climbing Mount Everest. I'd really worked on it for about 25 years, ran my first engine off of hydrogen on October the 14th, 1987. I've been working on it since then.
And Dr. Ricketts, I can remember some of the early years when you were testing the solar cars. You had the solar speed record, I believe, for the Salt Flats, and you brought those solar cars through Murfreesboro, and those were exciting times, but this has to top that one.
Yeah, we did the land speed record for hydrogen back in 1991, but then we went to efficiency and distance, and we've been working on that for about 20 years since then. So, yeah, this is more significant than speed, correct.
Now that you have gone all the way from Georgia to California with no gasoline, all hydrogen, what do you think the future is for hydrogen-powered vehicles? Is it a distance away, or is it pretty close to us?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a distance away. I've compared myself to Davy Crockett being a trailblazer. I've kind of blazed the trail to show that that we can do it, that it can be done. We have a system in place over there at the college that if we had a national emergency, that every commuter in the country daily could drive off of just sun and water, and we wouldn't need any foreign oil.
What kind of comments are you getting from the major oil companies? I'm sure they must have had some thoughts to share with you.
Well, I haven't had any comments. You know, I don't worry about that stuff. They're just people. They're just investors, and if it ever comes to a point where we use hydrogen, they'll probably be the ones investing in it, since they got the money and they've already got the transportation infrastructure in place, and they could just add some hydrogen filling stations to what already exists where they are. So no, I'm not against oil companies. I'm just trying to find an alternative if we ever need it.
Now, you went all the way from Tybee Island, Georgia, all the way to the California coast on hydrogen. You're coming back now in those same vehicles from California to Murfreesboro. You're just outside of Memphis. Are you on hydrogen or gasoline? Are you still there? Dr. Ricketts? Whoops. That's what happens with cell phones when you're out in Neverland.
Exactly.
We'll try to get connected with him again in just a moment and continue that conversation. I'm curious if he's running on gasoline or hydrogen.
You know, I do think they're running on gas coming back.
Easier.
Yeah, a lot easier. A lot less to worry about. So it was from Georgia to the coast on hydrogen, but they're on gas coming back, I'm pretty sure. So
we'll try to make that reconnect, and then we'll be back with Dr. Ricketts in a moment. Stay with us, won't you? Right here on WGNS.
Spring is near and it's time to open your windows. Southern Breeze Home Design Center can help you choose new energy efficient windows and have them installed by spring. Stop by our showroom at the Avenue between Michaels and Petco or visit us online at southernbreezehome.com.
For home remodels with ease, call Southern Breeze.
We have showers and storms in the forecast today, a high in the upper 60s with a blustery south wind. Showers and thunderstorms for early tonight, cloudy skies and gradual clearing. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 64.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Well, we may not be able to reconnect with Dr. Ricketts. He, as we had said at the beginning of the conversation, he's about 60 miles out of Memphis in the obviously very rural area of Arkansas.
Yes, and obviously hit a little dead spot there.
Yeah, and we're still not able to connect with him. He may be in some of this bad weather that's coming our way, too.
Exactly. But, you know, what he's done, it's generated a ton of coverage all over the country. You know, my office, we've been tracking sort of some of the news stories that have followed Dr. Ricketts' journey. And all the way from the Northeast through the Midwest, all the way out west, we've seen stories, you know, about this and the concept of an alternative fuel with where gas prices are and where they continue to be. It's obviously very interesting, and he's got other things out there regarding alternative fuels. We just posted a story on our website mtsunews.com that's talking about him pursuing an alternative fuel using algae. And if we get him back on the phone, he can expand a little bit more on that. It's obviously way above my level of thinking, but he's a real pro, and he as you can tell from the conversation, he cares a lot about alternative fuels and what it can mean for not just the university but for the country. So it's great to have been a part of this. We actually had a staffer, Randy Weiler, who traveled with Dr. Ricketts. He and Mike Browning are our videographer. Mike's actually looking at doing a documentary on the journey, and Randy's done blogs every single day just talking about, you know, some of the bumps in the road along the journey. But fortunately, you know, nothing major. They were able to overcome any obstacles and make it to California. So we were glad to hear that.
And we have Dr. Ricketts back on the phone. Dr. Ricketts, thank you for getting back with us there.
Yes, I'm, like I said, in the middle of Arkansas, and we'd love to go out again. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay. Tell us, what were some of the challenges that you faced in that trek from Tybee Island, Georgia, all the way to the California coast?
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, is, you know, there was no airports when the Wright brothers flew the first airplane, so there was no fueling station, so we had to take our own fuel. So our biggest challenge was to make sure that we had enough fuel. And here in Arkansas, with our first fill-up, one of the valves on the hydrogen tank started leaking. It's just a little old $5 valve, and luckily one of the volunteers we had with us, Mr. Mike Sims, told us to leave the thing completely open, because every time we turned it off, it was losing all of our hydrogen. So we had to equalize our tanks, which changed our fueling strategy, and we had to make a lot more stops Otherwise, we could have emptied one tank on low pressure and then started with another tank on high pressure. So that strategy was out the window, and we had to use a backup plan.
If you compare the flammability of gasoline versus the hydrogen fuel, are they similar, or what's the difference there?
Well, let me explain that to you, because a lot of people ask that question. Dr. Michael Swain at University of Miami did a matter of fact, I think you can sit on YouTube. I don't know how he did it, but he simulated in a gasoline car, and he simulated a wreck with the hydrogen car. Now, with the gasoline car, the gasoline went everywhere, and the car exploded. With the hydrogen car, when that tank exploded, the hydrogen went straight up in the air. The flame went straight up in the air like an acetylene blowtorch. And it didn't destroy the whole car. It just destroyed about 2 inches and about 2 feet in diameter of it.
So you think that this form of fuel is a very logical thing for us to go to?
I believe it's the fuel of the future. Now, I don't know how long this Earth's going to be here. Whether it's going to be here 100 years or 1,000 years, but there's no doubt that we will eventually run out of our oil. And when we do, we've got our two natural resources of sun and water, our wind and water, and of course there's other stuff out there too. But yeah, I really believe that the long-term future is hydrogen.
And you mentioned before we lost you on that first round that you had some type of kits that if we had a catastrophe here in the world and were unable to get gasoline, that vehicles could be changed over to hydrogen relatively easy.
Yes, they can. They can. We bought, there was one company in California wanting $73,000 for a conversion, but we took a Toyota for sale, and the conversion of the engine was only $1,500. Now, the tank was expensive, $4,000, but again, most of these are prototype, and if you had them coming off an assembly line, I have no doubt these prices would drop.
You have companies who are getting into the electric-powered mode, and they're going at that 100%, some of them are. Do you have any people who are coming to you and saying, I think I would like to get 100% and offer a vehicle that's powered this way 100% with no additional backups?
Well, nobody's coming to me yet. Sometimes I don't think they take me serious. And a problem we've had with this whole hydrogen thing is kind of a chicken or egg. We don't have the hydrogen vehicles because we don't have fueling stations, and we don't have fueling stations because we don't have hydrogen vehicles. So it's going to be slow. Now, I was just in California, and a guy met us that had a fuel cell. Now, that's a different type system, but it runs off hydrogen. The fuel cell takes hydrogen and atmospheric air and produces electricity, and then it runs kind of an electric-type drivetrain or motor. And they've already got a few hydrogen fueling stations in California. But, yeah, it's going to be a slow process as we find out, you know, which is going to come first, the chicken or the egg, that we're going to have the hydrogen vehicles or the fueling station. So it'll be a slow process.
Everybody in America, well, a lot of folks like to have that quick start from the red lights and like to have the ability to get up to speed and, you know, really move along quickly. Does hydrogen power enable you to do that?
Yes, it does. Now, what you have to do, the fuel-air ratio for gas is 14 to 1. The fuel-air ratio for hydrogen is 35.5 to 1. So to get that full speed and power, you have to put a turbocharger on them. Now, on this trip with our Toyota Tercel, to get extended mileage, we left the turbocharger off. That was a mistake because these long grades out here heading toward the Continental Divide, it did not like it. So, and then I've had a different philosophy too, that it wouldn't hurt mileage, but I've done made my decision. We're going to go with the turbocharger if we do anything like this again. Now, we used two cars. The other car had a turbocharger installed in it, and it took the hills pretty good, but even at that, the long grades, it would get down to about 45 or 50. So the only problem we had was just long hills. Now, my biggest challenge of the whole trip was right here at Tennessee at Mount Eagle Mountain. It did not lock Mount Eagle, so I had to kind of get over in the emergency lane. The Trousseau has a standard four stick shift, so I had to get down in second gear over in the emergency lane. But we made it. But that was the only really challenge you had, major challenge on the whole trip, was Mount Eagle Mountain.
Well, MTSU continues to be one of the leaders in the transportation field, has been for decades. When did you start working on alternative fuels with MTSU?
I started in 1978 when the Ayatollah took her hostages. I got mad. I guess I was too big of a kid, watched too many Clint Eastwood, Rambo, John Wayne movies or something, and I took a group of 10 students, and we wanted to make the American farmer energy independent in time of a national crisis. So the first fuel that we come up with was the ethanol, and we ran an engine 26,000 miles off ethanol, so we started with that. Now, a lot of people don't remember about that crisis. That was when the Ayatollah took her hostages, and then the Persian Gulf was shutting down, and oil prices tripled. But just recently, the movie that got the Academy Award, Argo, was about that incident.
Absolutely. So that was the time that you were making history at MTSU for one of our earlier looks at alternative fuels. And
yeah,
that continues.
And I made 6 presentations at the 1982 World's Fair. So, yeah, we started there. Then we did methane from cow manure. We did biodiesel for diesel engines. We did solar electric hybrids. We've done about 6 or 7 natural gas, 6 or 7 different alternatives.
Well, Dr. Ricketts, I know that you have a lot on your mind right now as you head back. A lot of folks want to talk to you and find out more about the trip. We're so happy that it was successful for you and look forward to talking with you more when you get back to Murfreesboro.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Ricketts. You have a safe trip, and you're almost in Memphis now. Is that where?
We're getting close.
All right. Have you hit the rain yet?
Yes, we're in the rain, and that's another challenge I've had listening to you, this rain hitting the roofs off up here.
Now, we're about to get it here also. Well, you have a good, safe trip home, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There's Dr. Cliff Ricketts. Record-breaking trip. Man, that is exciting, Jimmy.
It's great. It's great. And I know he's breathing a big sigh of relief that he made it and he's on his way back.
Absolutely. We will continue the conversation. In fact, in just a little while, we'll be joining with some other folks who have some great news for us. Chip Walters is getting close to being on the air with us. Dr. Tony Johnson also right here on WGNS.
We're loud, we're proud, we're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
New at Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords and we'll give you the best deal in town.
If you're tired of always cleaning out your gutters, let Southern Breeze Home Design Center take care of that for good. Our exclusive gutter dome gutter protection system will eliminate cleaning your gutters forever. Stop by our showroom at the Avenue or visit us online at southernbreezehome.com.
For home remodels with ease, call Southern Breeze.
We're going to head over to Chip Walters, who is at the Murfreesboro Airport on the tarmac, ready to take off. Chip, good morning to you.
Hey, how are you, Bart? We're actually at the Smyrna Airport.
Oh, you're at the Smyrna Airport. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
And so you're getting ready to up and away to some excitement with the Blue Raiders. Tell us about that and how this is sort of coming together.
Well, we're, like I said, we are, the NCAA makes our travel arrangements, so we're flying out of Smyrna. We have a charter jet with our team. Cheerleaders, band, all the official party is on a jet. We're about to head to Dayton, Ohio, but Of course, Middle Tennessee going 28-5 this year has been in the conversation all year long to get a postseason bid into the NCAA tournament. And obviously that came to fruition yesterday. And, you know, a lot of anxious and nervous moments throughout the week after our team lost it during the conference tournament and had to sweat it out, knowing that we did not get an automatic bid, but had to wait to see if we had earned an at-large bid. And fortunately, the selection committee, as they took a look at our team's profile, what they had done this year, not only the number of wins totally, but the type of schedule that we had played outside of our conference, which is ranked as the sixth or seventh toughest non-conference schedule in the country, going 19-1 in our league and really just being very consistent all year long with a veteran team. We were rewarded for all of that with a bid to the tournament. So now we play a first-round game tomorrow night, and that will be against St. Mary's College of California. And they're a very good team out of the West Coast Conference. And so we'll be seeing them. And a couple of interesting things that Coach Kermit Davis and Coach Randy Bennett, who is St. Mary's coach, many years ago coached together at the University of Idaho and have been close friends ever since. So, here they are now. They have to face each other during a national championship tournament. And one of the other really, really interesting notes on Middle Tennessee is it has been 24 years since the Blue Raiders had made the tournament. Back in 1989, Middle played in Memorial Gym at Vanderbilt and knocked off Florida State in the first round and then lost to Virginia. But Kerry Hammonds Sr. was a member of that team, and here we are 24 years later, and one of the key players on this year's team is Kerry Hammonds Jr. So they're certainly a Blue Raider family, and makes for one of the real good storylines in the tournament.
I think the eyes of the country are really on MTSU right now, because here we're moving into Conference USA, another move up in the sports ladder, and people are going to be watching to see how strong we are. What kind of comments are you getting in that area?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, and I'm probably about to tell you more than I actually understand about it, but there was a before the selection show yesterday, for the entire week there had been a grassroots effort by a lot of folks on social media to make sure that folks knew exactly how good this team was. And in particular on Twitter, it was trending nationally. So Operation MTSU at Large was a topic that was trending nationally. So there are a lot of people that know about it. So, you know, with the move to Conference USA, you're right, there are a lot of eyes on Middle Tennessee, so we need to go out for that best foot forward tomorrow night.
Well, looking forward to that. We will have the game on WGNS, so be sure and follow it there. I guess in the background we're hearing the captain of the plane making his announcement, so we better let you go. You've got other things to do this morning. Chip, have a good trip, and look forward to your play-by-play broadcast tomorrow.
That's right. We'll be on about 7:30 tomorrow night, and look forward to it, and hope that the folks who are I know it's on True TV tomorrow night, but we invite folks to maybe watch the TV and turn up the radio.
Absolutely. Give Kermit and the team our best, and look forward to a big win tomorrow. Thanks again.
Certainly will. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you, Chip. Have a super day. Chip Walters expanding that road trip. Man, this is going to be exciting. Can you imagine? Here they are on the tarmac at the Smyrna Airport, ready to take off, knowing that history is about to be made.
Exactly.
Moving into the new conference. You couldn't find a better way to do this with more enthusiasm. I mean, the whole world is looking at you. Here we are, first time 24 years, and then mm-hmm. we're moving into a new conference. it's a public relation person's dream come true.
As I was looking at the bracket preview shows yesterday, MTSU was the topic of conversation just about every hour. That team obviously impressed a lot of people, and the thing I noticed is that they kept talking about this team passed the eye test for being in the NCAA. So obviously a veteran team, won a lot of games this year, and it's great to see that all their hard work is paying off.
And when you combine all of this with the hard work that Dr. Sidney McPhee has put together in bringing this university to the forefront with different contracts with different countries and opportunities with scientific endeavors, man, this is really putting MTSU and Murfreesboro both on the map.
Across the board, academics and athletics, MTSU is raising its profile for sure.
Wow. We're looking forward to a popular, just the next season's going to be phenomenal. I don't mean season strictly in sports. I mean season in everything at MTSU. We'll be back. Another group is getting ready to take off. Dr. Tony Johnson will be with us from the Murfreesboro Airport.
Into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
With gas prices as high as they are, we could all use some extra cash. That's where Clark Iron and Metal comes in. They pay top dollar for your scrap metal. Clark Iron and Metal, on Hiller Drive off South Church. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 until 5. Visit clarkiron.com.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Our salute to Middle Tennessee State University, and Dr. Tony Johnston is with us now. Tony, are you over at the Murfreesboro Airport at this time?
No, sir. I'm actually in my office on campus. I'll be heading over to the airport about 12:30 this afternoon.
Tell us what happens with your day at the airport today. What are you going to be doing?
We've, for the last few years, I've lost my train of thought. Terry Doris, a colleague of mine here on campus, he's a faculty member in the aerospace department, and I have coordinated, make-a-wish program for veterans who are living in the Tennessee State Veterans Home. These are, for the most part, gentlemen and ladies who were veterans of World War II, Korea, Vietnam, of that era, predominantly World War II and Korea. And many of them, I shouldn't say all of them, but some of them were pilots in the military. Some of these individuals may not have ever gotten back into the cockpit of a plane after they did their military service, and they're older and approaching the ends of their lives. And they've occasionally mentioned the idea that, you know, one more time they would like to fly just to feel the experience of being in a plane again. Not necessarily to fly it, but just to fly. And I mentioned this to Terry several years ago, and he said, you know what, we have an aircraft there that uses the same radial type engine that the World War II aircraft tended to have. And he said, we can fly them in this plane, and the engine will sound very similar to what they experienced when they flew, and it may heighten their experience. So the short end of the story is that we've taken several veterans up to fly again in these aircraft, and to see their faces is so rewarding. They come out of the plane beaming. They're so happy to have experienced this again. So as people ask or make any comment to the staff at the Veterans Home, word gets back to myself, and I coordinate with Terry, and we take these ladies and gentlemen up and fly them around Murfreesboro for one more flight.
How many veterans do you feel will be a part of this today?
We have three scheduled to fly today. As I understand, one was a bomber pilot. One was a legal officer, and the other was a crewman, and I'm pretty sure he was on a bomber or a cargo plane. But they all, the legal officer had said that he wanted to fly, but he never got his pilot's license, and we said, you know what, we can take care of that. We'll fly you anyway. So we're flying him too.
You know, when they get into this atmosphere of hearing the plane engine and things of that sort, I would imagine their memories of decades gone by will come rushing back. Do they share wonderful stories with you on some of these previous flights?
Several of them have. Unfortunately, some of the veterans have, for example, suffered strokes or have physiological reasons they can't communicate very well, but most of them are able to communicate very well, and we had, in fact, the last gentleman that I remember we flew. Oh my God, he had some great stories. He talked about some of his experiences in flying. In fact, he had been shot down and went back and flew again. He wanted to relate all of those stories. It was like sitting at my grandfather's chair listening to war stories again. It was just amazing some of the stories that these gentlemen can relate, their experiences in combat and what they want to relate to you. And I do want to add that most of these folks don't want to talk about the bad stuff. They only want to talk about the pleasant memories of the camaraderie they had with their fellow airmen and the great experiences they had flying aircraft, and they're not about reliving the terror moments, the hard moments. They want to relive the good parts, and they want to share it with you. And generally speaking, anybody that wants to listen, they will frequently talk as long as you want to listen.
And that's one of the great things that Middle Tennessee State University has done. This is living history, and you have recorded that living history as a part of the Gore Center, and it's there being preserved just as these moments that are about to happen today will be preserved in history books and audio and video files. So our hats off to MTSU in that area. Now,
thank you.
This is a big day for you. How many trips in the past have you made?
I believe this is going to be the fourth flight, the fourth day, shall we say, that we've done this. This is by far the most that we've flown in one day. We aren't actually out there actively asking people. We let the requests come to us. As you can well imagine, if we just went out and said, does anybody want to take a flight? Well, a lot of people will take raise their hands. But this is the fourth flight, and I believe this will make the seventh individual we've taken up thus far.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing more of the positive end results of that. And we really thank you for all that you're doing, what MTSU is doing for veterans here in this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bart. You're welcome.
Dr. Tony Johnston visiting with us this morning, getting ready to take another trip, taking veterans up and away. And that is exciting. It's really exciting, Jimmy, to hear people like Dr. Johnston sharing his time and abilities with these people.
Exactly. And Dr. Johnston is a military veteran himself, and he just has a passion for veterans. He and several other professors on campus sort of do this on their own time as a way to give back you know, as a way to keep it out front for those in the community. Sometimes veterans, you know, they're saluted at special occasions and it comes and goes, but these are the sorts of things like this flight today that are really hands-on, and the veterans and their families will remember this, and they really appreciate the effort. So it's great, you know, for my job to be able to, you know, to chronicle these sorts of things. It's a great opportunity as well.
It also meshes MTSU's aeronautics department, because a lot of people may not realize how big that is for the university.
Yes, the aerospace department, MTSU, is nationally recognized. It's one of the leading aerospace programs, and obviously the facilities that we have out at Murfreesboro Airport, it's a big attraction to students. They know that if they come to the aerospace program at MTSU, they're going to get a great education, very hands-on, top technology available anywhere. And so to have folks like Professor Doris, who's out there instructing, you know, it's great to see. And that program just continues to grow, and grow. And so it's obviously a great field to be in. Aerospace is obviously an area that's not going anywhere. So it's great that that MTSU has one of the top programs.
When you look at some of the great advancements that have happened in this field and how they tie to Middle Tennessee State University in recent years, you have that virtual control tower.
Yes.
And this is the only one of its type in the world, I guess.
Yes, that's my understanding. So, you know, again, to have that right here in Murfreesboro is a testament to where MTSU, how it's elevating its academic programs.
And the Federal Aviation Administration is 100% behind you on that. They were talking when that was opened, I believe, about how the number of FAA control tower personnel were nearing an age to retire, and there was going to soon be a need for a lot more control tower operators. So here's a pool being made.
Exactly. And obviously it's a critical area. We've got to have air traffic controllers. You know, you think about the amount of flights that go on in this country every single day. You need skilled, knowledgeable people handling this traffic. And so the facilities that we have out there, we turn out some of the best graduates, and they don't have any problem getting a job. That's for sure.
Another area in the same field that has gotten a lot of good publicity and brought some financial support into MTSU is the drone project with the military.
Yes, and they like to call it, I think, unmanned aerial vehicles. They're not too fond of the use of the term drone, and as has been in the news lately, drones are can be somewhat of a controversial area. But the things MTSU is working on is not, there is the military partnership, but there's also the commercial uses of drone technology for agriculture, for example. I mean, it's an exploding field. And so MTSU is on the forefront. The partnership with the military obviously is huge, but also branching into other areas regarding commercial uses for this technology. It just expands what our students who come into that program, it expands their opportunities once they graduate and they go out and look to start their careers.
Since we have a lot of farmers in the mid-state area, expand on that a little bit about the use of these unmanned aircraft for agricultural purposes.
Yeah, my understanding is what they look at doing is using these vehicles for mapping purposes regarding how, say, a field is planted. You're able to send the vehicle up to map the field. And again, it's sort of an evolving technology. It's very, very new. But that's exciting. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know, other areas where this technology can be used. You know, I know law enforcement is also sort of moving into that area. You know, and there's, there's discussion to be had about, these uses and privacy concerns, but that's just a part of the process. And so I'm glad that MTSU is on the front end of that.
We're talking about Middle Tennessee State University this morning. This entire show is about that. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them.
MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
We have showers and storms in the forecast today, a high in the upper 60s with a blustery south wind. Showers and thunderstorms for early tonight, cloudy skies and gradual clearing. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
The rain has moved into Murfreesboro now. Starting to get some of those showers, and we'll be keeping you informed should anything happen. Most of them will be north of us. Let's hope that trend continues. Not wishing anything bad on the people north of us, but it looks as if that's the way it's going to be happening. Jimmy Hart is with us as we're about to wrap up this tribute to Middle Tennessee State University. I understand there are a group of students in Vietnam at this time.
Yes, Dr. Derek Frisbee has a history class that he's taken over to Vietnam for a study abroad class. They've been there for a week now. They'll be there another week, and really an exciting opportunity for those students to, the class obviously is studying Vietnam, the Vietnam War, and this is a way, they're traveling all over the country to experience the culture there, to see how Vietnam has changed since the war. They have a tour guide who's taken them to all of the key locations in Vietnam. So this is just a part of the university's way of, really giving students a very hands-on experience. International travel is going to be a great opportunity for some of these students. It may be the first time they've ever traveled out of the country, and they may never travel out of the country again. So, Dr. Frisbee has put this together. There are a few other folks attending. I think Bud Morris is attending as well. He's an alum and Vietnam veteran to go on that trip. So very exciting the students have this opportunity to do this.
Jimmy Hart, our guest this morning. Our focus has been on Middle Tennessee State University. Don't forget the ball game tomorrow. We'll have that right here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
They do the Baja, the tick.